33 minutes past the hour, Texas Standard Time. I'm David Brown. When it comes to child care during this pandemic, much attention has been paid to the parents and caretakers suddenly left figuring out how to entertain little ones that usually or used to go to daycare. But the daycares themselves have also been in a bit of a scramble. Most never shut down completely. They've been open to serve families of essential workers in Texas. But even now that Governor Abbott's allowed them to open back up completely, we're reading that some are on the brink of financial failure. Charles Scudder has been writing about this for the Dallas Morning News. Charlie, thanks for your time. We appreciate you joining us on the Texas Standard.
Absolutely. Thanks for having me.
First, we should clarify something here. Daycares can be opened back up, but they're not operating the same way that they were pre-pandemic. What all's changed?
That's right. It's similar to a lot of other businesses. It's kind of a slow return to normalcy or whatever that looks like, depending on the field. For daycares, that means new policies in place as far as making sure everything's sanitized. It also means smaller class sizes and a higher teacher-to-student ratio and stuff like that. So it's just a slow return to full capacity, basically.
But, you know, the idea of opening up or broadening the reopening of daycares was to support their financial recovery. How are the daycares doing on that score?
You know, it's tough. Just like, again, with just about every industry out there, it's really tough. Especially the daycare workers I talked to said that they have been open to serve the families of essential workers. But that means that that's a lot less kids they've been seeing for the last several months, which of course means less money coming in, which is making things hard to make ends meet. You know, one daycare I talked to normally serves 80 kids, now has just 12. Another normally has 50-something kids, now only has 4. And that makes it really difficult, especially when parents are slow to bring their kids back.
Is that what it is, that parents are afraid to bring their kids back, or what's going on?
I don't know if it's parents being afraid to bring their kids back, but, you know, a lot of folks are still working from home. And if they're working from home, why would they spend the money to take the kids to daycare? I think it's part of it. But it is difficult, and a lot of daycares are saying that they're not getting the interest of families rushing back to the daycare.
Well, as I understand it, daycares were eligible for the Paycheck Protection Program, but of course they had to compete with everyone else. Wasn't there also a state program that was supposed to help pay for the child care of essential workers? Wouldn't that have had some kind of impact?
That's right, and it did help some. There's other daycares that didn't take state funding to begin with and therefore were ineligible for that program. One of the daycares I talked to up in Carrollton, Texas, already didn't take a lot of state funding, and so they had essential workers leave because they could get free daycare elsewhere. I've also heard that it wasn't a lot of money compared to the cost per child. So depending on the daycare, it may not have been financially worth it to participate in that program.
Well, what about the financial outlook of these daycares? Because there, if not now, there will come a time when these daycares will be essential for a return to normal. What are these facilities saying about their financial outlook? How long can they continue to operate?
It's tough, and it depends on the daycare and the business, just like, again, every other field out there. But they are struggling, and a lot of the places I talk to say that they are on the brink of bankruptcy or having to close their doors because they're just not getting the income that they did before this all started.
Do they have any ideas about how they might be able to get back to normal if parents are unwilling to take their kids to daycare centers?
That's the big question. I'm not sure. I think that the biggest thing I've heard is that these daycare owners want to be able to take these kids back. They want to be able to take care of the kids because, again, it's a mission driven work for them. They like taking care of the kids. They like working with the kids, and they want to be able to see them again.
I wonder if this is a harbinger for the larger ripple effects that are going to be sweeping our economy, because this is the sort of story that I think we haven't gotten to that second layer of the impact of the shutdown.
Sure. No, absolutely. And it's one of those things, if the daycares aren't open, people aren't going to be able to return back to offices. It's kind of one thing after another, like you said, a ripple effect.
We're going to have a link to this story over at texasstandard.org. Charles Scudder is a reporter for the Dallas Morning News. Charlie, thanks again for joining us, and I hope you have a peaceful Memorial Day.
Absolutely. You as well. Thanks.